Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Succession planning on the family farm can be fraught with legal and financial difficulties, along with the emotional strain and family dynamics that also come into play. The first step in the process for farm families is to familiarise themselves with the Fair Deal scheme and the conditions to qualify for the three-year cap on farm assets. Teresa Roach is National Farm Family and Social Affairs Chair with the IFA, the Irish Farmers Association. She joins me now to tell us more about how to set about navigating all of these complex issues. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good morning, Philip. Thank you for having me.
Bit of a primer for those in the non-farming community. Why is it that handing assets on to the next generation is so much more complicated on a farm?
I suppose we're all very much proud family farming communities, and I suppose what the biggest thing will be the history and the heritage of the family farm. And we all are custodians of our family farms being passed down through generations. And I suppose we've always wanted to make sure that that land can be actively farmed for the, you know, next generation to coming forward. And we want the biggest probably scenarios that we will be creating is the concerns of succession planning, and there's a lot of fear and miscommunication, I suppose, around accessing Fair Deal. And I suppose the fear would be about, you know, breaking up that family farm. And I think, you know, we have to remember, I suppose, there is a financial cost with Fair Deal, and that would put a financial burden onto the family farm, and nobody wants to break up the family farm unit. Mm-hmm. And to keep that active farm alive is really important. And we really want to keep people living in rural Ireland, and we want to keep people farming in rural Ireland, and we want to keep that next generation there.
We also don't want to see elderly retired farmers and farm wives knocking around a cold, drafty old farmhouse uncared for, though, because people haven't dealt with this properly. So when you do then begin Yes. to engage with the Fair Deal scheme, how does it work on a farm where you're trying to provide for the care of somebody who is elderly, but there is a son or a daughter who is actually farming the asset and drawing their entire income from it?
What we would be saying, actively saying to people is there's an application process there that determines how much someone will contribute to the nursing home costs. You know, there's a financial contribution, and with the family farm, there's an asset contribution of 7.5% for 3 years, which includes, you know, any land, any savings, any property, any pension funds. And that is, you know, comes under the 3 year cap rule, which means it's means tested. And we would like the first and foremost thing to remember before anyone accesses a Fair Deal nursing home scheme, they need to have handed over the land and the farm for 5 years prior to accessing the nursing home care package. That's the first most. And then after that, then, as I mentioned, is
so
a 3 year
cap. So that really means you need to be having this conversation
this
when
conversation,
somebody's in their 60s
yes.
or 50s. Yeah,
at least, absolutely, Philip, this has to be happened at least probably 5 years prior, 10 years before you even need to access the nursing home. So that cup of tea around the kitchen table, the discussion needs to be open, there needs to be clear communication, there needs to be good dialogue about what your wishes and your spouse's are, about what you would desire for your future health needs and your care for the family farm.
Explain this to me though, Teresa, because people who have to part company with an entire house to put a relative through Fair Deal will be thinking, God, the farmers get a sweet one here, don't they? I would imagine, though, at the same time, even with the 3 year cap, you're still looking at 22.5% of the value of the farm that has to be handed over. How do you do that without carving up the farm?
Well, the most important thing to remember is that what you do is, I suppose, like you mentioned, you have to have handed over the farm 5 years prior to accessing the nursing home care package, and you need to have appointed a successor for to actively farm the farm for 6 years moving forward. And they need to have an active herd number, and they need to be either farming for 3 to 5 years prior in the last 3 to 5 years as well. So that's part of the criteria. You have to meet the criteria. And if you do access the nursing home care package, you know, meeting the qualifications is very necessary. Now, with doing that, you know, appointing a successor has been extended with the family relatives, such as, you know, your great nieces, your cousins, you know, your nieces, your nephews and sons and daughters. So it has been extended out onto the extended cousins, so that there is a lengthy qualification now, which will mean that it does protect the family farm and it gives more support to the individual farmer.
But for the successor, the person who is actively farming the asset, are they not saddled with a pretty large bill? Like I said, you know, over a fifth of the value of the farm. How soon does that have to be paid?
Within it can be anywhere. So if the person is entering the nursing home care, there is their average stay of a nursing home from the HSE reports is 3.1 years. So they're staying inactively over 3 years. And then there will be, through the nursing home package fair deal scheme, there will be a criteria that you will have to meet. And within that plan, that home care loan, there will be a period of probably 12 to 18 months. There will be a decision where you would come to a decision with the nursing home care package scheme, and you would make a decision on the timeline. So, but on average, you would be paying it within a year to 2 years after.
You can't be long fingering it anyway, is what you're saying.
No, there is a need, and you know it does put a financial burden onto the family farm. So that's why it's very important to have everything put into place prior to entering the nursing home scheme.
The nominated successor, the person who's actively farming the asset, doesn't need to be the person who is going to inherit the farm. I'd imagine that can cause problems.
Yes, it can do, but I suppose this is why we would be always probably making sure that, you know, you do, the most important thing is that you get the right advice, to getting good quality advice from, you know, from your solicitor, from your good tax accountant, and we want people to have good advice from, you know, their making a will. Most important thing is to make a will and to make your wishes very clear on what you and your spouse would like to have done with your family farm. We would be acknowledging, you know, that it comes down to the individual and what their wishes are and what they would like to have moving forward.
Teresa, Lorraine has texted in on 51551 and she asks, what if none of that has been done and a spouse is going to need nursing home care very soon?
But if nothing has been done and you haven't handed over the land for 5 years prior, have no successor in place, you can still enter the nursing home care package. You can still enter the scheme and get access to support that way. So you can still have it.
But you won't necessarily be able to benefit of the cap, will you?
No, you won't. So what they will do is, if it's a single person, there's an 80% income is taken into consideration. And as I said, it's 7.5% for 3 years on the financial assessment, but the first 36,000 is disregarded. But if you haven't got anything, it will be 80%. It will be 80% of the total value of the assets will be taken into consideration.
It's complex, it's intricate, is the reason that you and the IFA, along with the HSE, are organising a webinar on Wednesday next, is it?
Yes, thank you, Philip. On the 30th of April, we invite all our listeners here today as well. On the 30th of April, 8 p.m, we on www.ifa.ie to please register and attend our open discussion. We'll have a presentation from the HSE, and they will be giving us all the information on the application and all of the complexities surrounding Fair Deal.
Teresa Roach, IFA Farm Family and Social Affairs Chair, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Coming up after the break, Dermot Ferriter on Neutrality.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.